Radio. My name is Steve Schenck. And I'm just tickled to death to have you aboard for this beautiful Saturday afternoon. I know that a lot of you will be listening to this on the Internet. And I know that some of you are listening to it live on shortwave. Want you to know that in the very near future, hopefully this next week, we will be announcing something that we're extremely excited about. You've got to realize that there are thousands of you out there who feel very alone, that would like to be in touch with like-minded people, that would like to share your skills and abilities with the other people who will share their skills and abilities in order for you to have a better lifestyle and literally enjoy the American way. We all have concerns about what's happening in our country, but there are answers. There are answers by people of like mind who completely ignore the distractions and decide what kind of a lifestyle they are going to have. And if friends and neighbors will help friends and neighbors to do that which they cannot do for themselves, to scratch the itch that each one of us have to belong and be comfortable in the presence and the association of people that seek only truth, that seek only to be free, that seek only to be able to mind their own stinking business and don't want any control over anybody else's life. The people in this country, the vast majority of the people in this country, believe very strongly that where their nose begins, somebody else's nose definitely ends. The "don't tread on me" flag from the early part of the revolution in this country is the way most good Americans really feel. There aren't many of you out there that are interested in having authority and power over someone else. You just want to be able to have your home, your boat, your car, your lifestyle, raise your kids, know that when they go to school they'll be taught the truth, know that when you go out and associate with the other members of society, that you can do it freely, happily, and safely. Know that your liberties and your choices are back with the old common law of England, which is the basis for our Constitution that say, gee whiz, as long as I don't harm anybody else, really who cares what happens with regard to someone else and their choices for their lifestyle. If somebody wants to go do something stupid like take a bunch of drugs, well, I guess maybe we don't want to have to worry about it if they're that dumb. And you see, a lot of the things that are going on in our country today are the result of the concept of not telling three-year-olds to shove beans up their nose. You tell these teenagers, you can't go do this, you can't go do this, you're going to go to hell if you do this, and what's the first thing they're going to do? Well, I can prove it. You go to areas where they have a tremendous amount of judgmentalism, and the teenagers and the young folks are in more trouble in those areas where they're not as strongly guiltified. There's the term. And it's the same way with adults. You tell an adult they can't do something, what's the first thing you want to do? You tell a three-year-old, don't shove beans up your nose, what's the first thing going to happen? You're running to the hospital. See you on the other side of this break.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Resist something, you give power to it. And so not only only do we have what we talked about in the first segment, in the first hour of this program, the fact that these private interest groups, these concentrated small numbers of people that have an objective that ultimately are able to foist it upon the rest of us as a result of the fact that we are only play a holding game, a defensive game. The fact is that they've got something else going for it too. Because not only are we not doing anything specifically in a direction that we want to just hold our own, and you can't stand still. If you're not progressing, you're regressing. You can't do it. Nature does not allow something to just stay. As a tree, if a tree grows, it is healthy and it's strong. If it tries to just stay and stop growing, it will die and rot. And it's the same way with people. Why do you think that such a high percentage of the people who have had long, prosperous, successful careers, when they retire and go sit in their rocking chair, they soon die? They soon die unless they get something to be active toward, moving toward. If you're not moving toward something, okay, let's talk about resistance. Do you realize that these movements that make you feel so crappy inside, that make you stressed and angry and fearful? Did you hear that? Anger and fearful and stress. Those are all negative, adverse, uncreative emotions. Okay. So what you're doing is whatever it is that you're against, if you're vehemently against it, you're giving it tremendous power. It's just like a weightlifter. What do they call it? Resistance training. He's trying to build up his muscles. He's trying to get strong and powerful. And so what he does is he grabs a weight and he gives himself tremendous resistance. And the more resistance he gets, the stronger he becomes. Well, this is absolutely true of any movement or anything that you are wanting to fight against. As you give it resistance, you give it power. Out there at this standoff, the more resistance, if somebody shoots, heaven forbid any idiot shoots, then there is power in it. There is immediate justification for the increase of power and the increase of that which you don't want. So when you resist or fight against something, what's your goal? What's your focus? If you are, in fact, as many of the Christian leaders, as many of the prophets, as many of the self-help, motivational speakers, as all of these people say, if you are a creator and your thoughts become things, if you are fighting against what they want, where's your attention? Where you place your attention is where you place your energy, where you place your power. Do you really want to give the gun control freaks power and strength and the resistance that will make them stronger and stronger and stronger so that they're able to give the impression that a gun has a personality in and of itself and create a mystique about it so that the people who don't understand them believe them instead of those of you who say, my gosh, the guy that has a shotgun behind the door really, and if the crooks knew that every home in that neighborhood had a shotgun behind the door and somebody that knew how to use it, if they had to, there would never be any crime in that neighborhood, guaranteed. Okay? But the objective with that neighborhood is peace and safety, not going down and trying to fight with the people that want to take their gun away. No, ignore the buggers and have your own goal and get together in your groups and say, okay, how can we educate the rest of the families in our neighborhood that have been misled by the danger of guns? How do we educate them? You know that family that I told you about in the first hour, or not family, there were two guys and a woman, not three guys, and they were discussing. The woman had said, I would never want to have a gun in my house. The guy across the table from her, while he was eating his wings down at Wingers, was pointing out that they, and I went over and I talked to him and I said, hey, listen, they had quoted some statistics that I wanted with regard to kids and guns and all this kind of stuff. And I introduced myself and I excused myself for listening in on the conversation. And the one fellow said, well, we are just having a little bit of a discussion. I'm talking about how it's important for kids to have experience with guns. And she doesn't even want a gun in her house. And I said, well, play that out for me a little bit. And his stand was, if I take my little boy out with me and we shoot and he can see what it means, that what this gun can do, that it can, you shoot a bottle full of water that you filled with water, even with a .22, and it blows it up, and it's extremely impressive, the power that's there. And then you educate that child how dangerous it is and how he must know how to use it. And the old pioneers, they had 8-year-old kids that would go out and hunt deer to bring home for the family when their dad's leg was broken. They didn't see guns as a thing. They saw them as a tool. You use it, and we want our soldiers to defend our country with them, but we sure as heck don't want to defend our families with them. Think about it. But you see, the whole thing there was, I brought up one subject. I said, hey, guys, it's not the guns that are the problems with teenagers running around all these drive-by shootings and stuff. It is the video games. The video games are the problem because they give kids the impression that you can push that button, or pull the trigger, as it were, and you blow that guy away, and there are no consequences. They're teaching these kids to kill, 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 kill on these video games. What ought to be outlawed? No, 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 no. Never, never. Never. I don't ever want to hear anybody say that to me again. There ought to be a law. Oh, my gosh, drives me nuts. There shouldn't be a damn law. Sorry, guys. There shouldn't be a dadgum law. I'll edit that out when I put it up on my website. Okay, RPS can do it on their own. Anyway, there shouldn't be a law. But the fact is, if anything should be looked at by parents, and by any of the wannabe gun control people that don't understand what the gun control agenda is about, just the people that are also RANs and that are being taken in by this goofy thinking. The fact is that what they should really be dealing with is educating families as to what those video games where these kids are killing, learning to kill. Do you realize that if you go to an X-rated movie and you watch a certain, if you're a moral person and you wouldn't normally go, or if your teenager goes to one of these things and they watch a sex act that is performed, an explicit sex act that is performed, and they see something like that three different times, that they have proven that physiologically, emotionally, and spiritually, they have actually, all their cell memory and everything responds as though they had actually committed that act themselves once. Interesting deal. We've got a break coming up, and we'll go into that a little bit further after this break. See you then.
Thank you. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We are what we want, we will never have to experience what we don't want, particularly if we are for it powerfully and strongly. The means will come. We just heard an ad on the radio in this last break, where we had someone that was giving information about how to deal with security. If your objective is to have security on the internet, to have security with your bank account, to have security and not be taken advantage of by the vultures out there, and if you have that strongly and see it and feel it, then the means will come, and you might hear one of these advertisements, one of these announcements of someone that has the means to do that for you, or that you can take advantage of. I'm just telling you, please, in these troubled times, what we can do, the way we get our answers, is to decide what we want, not what we don't want. If we decide what we don't want and rail and fight against us, again, the scripture's back to you again. It's like what was referred to as kicking against the pricks. And I'm not going to take that one any further, but the fact is that you must be for something. So as we look at what's going on in our country, if you can't be there to do something positive in support, then what you do is you talk to, you see in your mind, you dream about, you visualize, you have strong emotional feelings about circumstances coming about in this country where people don't have a situation where the taxes can put them in jail and put them in danger of their very lives. The dream, the American dream, is really true. It can come true. And I don't know whether you're understanding what I'm saying, but the fact is that if you can avoid at all costs ever being against anything, but turn it around, flip it over, and be for what it is you want, and be for it powerfully, then you will have that which you desire. It's an absolute, it's an eternal law. And the idea of saying there ought to be a law. We were talking, my youngest son is 11 years old, and we were listening to a recording about a water purification device that actually does some marvelous things. It cleans up water, and it makes it so that your cells can absorb it more readily, and all this kind of stuff. There's several devices out there on the market, but we were listening to that, and the fellow that was speaking about it mentioned caffeine. Now, in our family, we don't drink coffee, we don't drink soda pop, just because we have educated ourselves to what that does to our bodies. And we were sitting there at the Sonic Drive-In eating our hamburgers last night, in fact. And this recording was going on telling about when caffeine enters your body, it's a diuretic, so it saps the water out of your system, okay? And a lot of people that are overweight try and do that, and they take diuretics and take the water out, so it reduces their weight, but it doesn't solve the problem. Because most people, as this recording was talking about, are virtually dehydrated. Most disease has a factor of, if it's not totally caused by dehydration of the body and not consuming enough good, clean water. Instead, we drink coffee, we drink tea, we drink soda pops. Carbonated beverages are absolutely horrendous. And we're going to cover this after this next break. I keep getting this thing busted up. Be back to you in a second.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
My son heard shut off the radio because the car hop had come by with our food and some more of our stuff, and we were just talking a little bit. And he said, you know, Dad, there ought to be a law against caffeine. And I said, absolutely not. We don't need any more stupid, stinking laws about people forcing people not to do dumb things, like laws about seatbelts. Now they're wanting to put breathalyzers in cars. Mothers Against Drunk Driving are wanting to put breathalyzers in cars. Well, I'll tell you what. If some stinker comes along and tells me that I got a blow in a tube before I can start my car, that's about as snotty as it gets. I don't drink. I have no intention of drinking. And I don't care. And never mind. But anyway, the reason I said that, we don't need any more laws. If people are so dumb that they're perfectly willing to go out and drink all that addictive junk, and if they don't care enough about their health to go and investigate and find out what it's doing for them, they deserve to have the problems. Why do we pass a law that affects everybody? Interesting thing. And if the laws are supposed to be for our own good. Well, anytime somebody tells me some restriction, whether it's at a bank, at the post office, or a law, that they tell me it's for my own good, I start getting really nervous right away. Now, most of you have done the same thing. But let's get back to what we were talking about. We don't need any more laws. We don't need any more restrictions, because every time you have one of those laws passed, here again, let's go to back to all of those listings of stuff. Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, and I know that I'm going to take some flack for this, but I'm just using it as an example. They are a group with a vested interest, and yes, I'm against drunk drivers too. But when you make laws about it, when you force everybody to have infringements on their freedom to choose, you have overstepped the bond of Americanism. You have overstepped your bounds. It's too far. And you become one of those groups, like the abortionists, the gun controlists, the anti-prayerists, the anti-pledge of allegiantists, and the anti-Christmastists. And that's a lot of ists. But the fact is, guys, when a small group decides what they want, and they are vehement about it, they get it. And so the message of this broadcast today, my friends, and neighbors, and relatives, and those whom I love, the message is for all of us, including me. You got to realize, guys, as I do these broadcasts, I literally learn a whole bunch more than what I'm teaching you, because it has to come through my brain to get out to you. And the fact is that the message is that what we must do is stop reacting to what we don't want. Even as egregious as it is in this situation that we're observing with great abhorrence that's happening in our country, we've seen it before, and I guarantee we'll see it again. And please, don't one single one of you ever relate this situation to Waco, or talk about the possibility that this couple might be shot or massacred based on this. Do not think it. Don't give power to it. Think to yourself and visualize and see an amicable resolution to this thing, where the troops go back and there's an agreement to maybe revisit the issue or do something, rather than this force and power play type stuff that's going on. See that for our country. as far as the food supplies. See the bees or some resolution to the bee situation. See your family well-fed and healthy. And have that as your absolute goal. See yourself out of debt. Do those things. Don't be distracted by what you don't want. Keep totally in your mind. You know, as long as you have your mind, as long as you have the power to choose, you cannot be done unto. Remember the old saying? My daddy used to quote it, the mind that's changed against its will is of the same opinion still. There is nothing of any force or power that can get into your mind and control you and who you really are. But you must, in your own mind, stand for something. You must stand for you and your family. You must stand for you and your family as a part of this country. And the only reason you stand for your country is because the very simple fact is that it allows you to be you and your family and what you have for the objective of how you want your life to be. See what you want. Visualize what you want. Have feelings about what you want and what you choose for your life. And what you choose for this country in which your children will grow up. And you have the power to change it. Because the means and the methods will come, whether it's to you or whether it's in the system, or whether it's a leader that will be raised up that speaks wisdom and kindness and love and caring, or whether there's all of a sudden a reversal of the atheistic mentality of the leadership. I don't know. Doesn't make any difference. It will be. If it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never free. The fact is that we have within our power. Now, speaking of the mind, you have to have control of your mind. Here's the thing. Your subconscious, everybody knows what the subconscious is. If you don't, go figure it out, for Pete's sake. The subconscious is responsible for over 85% of everything that you do, everything you feel, the way you react and everything, based on your belief systems that are down there that you can't even see. It's subconscious because, well, the reason they call it subconscious is because it's not conscious. You don't know about it. Okay, but the fact is that your feelings, the feeling of fear, the feeling of stress, are the result of dependencies that are down deep in there. And you can find those dependencies. And if you eliminate those dependencies, you're dependent on the ability to travel and be free. And when there's something that says, we may have borders on the states where you have to show your papers to get across, that scares us. So see your country as being free. See yourself as being able to travel. And feel strongly about it. And the means and the method, if hundreds of thousands of us see our lives as Americans the way that we want them to be, and any time that something comes before us where we have a chance to act and do something or respond or say something to our congressman, we do not presently have a representative form of government. But there will be a congressman sometime, someplace, that will set an example where he will tell back to his constituents, hey, they're voting on this week. Tell me how you want me to represent you. There will be someone like that if we see it and believe it and know that we deserve it. There will be a congressman like that. That polls his people and they say, no, don't vote for that garbage. They put a whole bunch of trailers on there that we don't want. And so he goes back and he votes. And then he reports back how he votes. Not just at election time, but it's called responsibility. It's called accountability. And there will be, I predict, in this country, sometime one congressman that will choose to be accountable to the people he calls his constituents, those whom he represents. And the people in that district will have the American dream. Representative government in in a republic, and then it will spread. It will spread throughout this nation. And if all of us can see as we want it to be, and put our power and energy toward that which we want, and not give the dark side the resistance that makes them powerful, we will have goodness. Interesting deal, isn't it? But no more laws. Oh my gosh, there ought to be a law. Next time I see somebody that says there ought to be a law in order to enforce their own personal self-interest, I think maybe I'll hire Guido. Never mind. I don't want to go there. But anyway, don't ever allow anybody in your presence to say there ought to be a law. No. If you don't like the way it is, do something about it. If they don't like the way, hey, these people that the few, the proud and the glorious people in any kind of public office that are sincerely trying to come up with answers could use a little bit of help. So get your tail in gear and go help them. But care about each other, and oddly enough, this whole thing will go together. So what's the message? If we want to follow the path that has been laid down in the past, where we have all of these things that we don't want, you look at any of these movements. You look at the homosexual marriage thing. Well, first of all, I don't know why it's a big deal that they need to be legally married, but anyway, be that as it is. So if they want to be, so what? And don't take that as a moral issue with me. I'm just saying, all of this law and control and having to have a law passed to do something is just crazy. But if you don't want, if you look at any one of these situations, prayer in the public schools, Pledge of Allegiance, Christmas, gun control, all of these things, Roe v. Wade, the abortion issue, and then you look back at the American Revolution, use it as the template. That was a time when Americans knew what they wanted, and the other side was trying to do a holding action. Now we've flipped upside down, and the Americans, the true Americans, you and me and Joe Lunchbucket down the street and Molly Homemaker, what we're doing is we're trying to do a holding action and trying to stay in one place with the freedoms that we had and we're fighting against. Wrong, right? And we're fighting against, we're resisting, we're giving the power of resistance to those few who would have their own little agendas and force us to be taught, our children to be taught alternate lifestyles, force us to take immunizations, force us to give up our guns, force us not to pray, force us not to pledge allegiance to our country, and force us not to enjoy the celebration of Christmas because a few of them don't believe in Christianity, and so they foist their views on all of the rest of us, and all of the rest of us are accused of forcing our views on them if they just have to sit there quietly and not even have to bow their head and just wait until we get done doing our thing with our prayer. Now, what harm did that do them? But what harm do they do us? Because they have a goal. Just like the Americans in the Revolution, they had a goal and the English could never win. If these private interest groups have a goal and we do not get one of our own that goes another direction, if we sit there and gnaw on the bone of what their goal is and want to hold our own, we will never win. And I will guarantee you that, just as sure as I'm sitting here looking ugly. That's a fact, my friends. And you want to win this battle? Then get rid of that fear, that stress, that anger, that hatred. guarantee you that as soon as you set the objective that's going the opposite direction of that which you're afraid of, that dependency. If you're scared about the bees leaving, if you're scared about having fluoride sprayed on our food, if you're scared or stressed over the fact that the planet didn't provide enough food to feed itself this last year, if you're stressed over the fact that U.S. News, or let's see, USA Today came out with a great big drought picture and the fact that this country is in serious drought and in serious problem that will affect the coming generations, if you're concerned about that, then set your goals that your family will always be fed well, that you and your family will always have plenty of water, and feel it strongly and visualize it and see it. And then some idiot is going to come up on the radio and say, hey, call the J. Michael Stevens Group, or you're going to run across a book, or someone's going to say something. But when you set that objective, you set in motion an accomplishment of that which you want, and you never give power to that which you don't want. And remember always, my friends and neighbors and relatives and loved ones, if it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Segment, folks. That last we're doing today, and that is, if it's to be, it's up to me, and freedom is never free. And many of you would like to know what you can do about what's going on in our country with this standoff thing. And here's what you can do. If you can't think of anything that you can do out there, please don't be distracted by it, and exercise any feelings and attitudes and thoughts of hostility toward the people that are surrounding this home and that are enforcing these restrictions. And by that, I don't mean don't have feelings about it. I'm saying shift your feelings and concentrate on what you want for these people and what you want for you and what you want for your country. And I guarantee you the means will come by which those wants will come about. But if we concentrate and if we hate and we oppose and we resist, there's a time. I guess you could say that the people in the revolution, the American Revolution, were resisting. No, they were fighting for something. But you can't win a holding action. But if you are aggressively moving for something that's good, it will occur. Now, you've got to realize that this whole summary of stuff, we've had it happen over and over and over again, that those of us who want to keep our freedoms try to pull a holding action. We try and stand still and just have it the way it's always been. It won't work. We have to, and within a very short period of time, the task force will be announcing a means by which you and everyone you know can actively move toward more freedom, more of what we want in the American dream, and help each other do it. And there will be no resistance. There will be no movement. It'll just be Americans helping Americans, and everyone has freedom and prosperity and the American way of life. When you see this model that we're presently constructing here at the task force, it will be the most unique circumstance you have ever seen, the unique opportunity. I hate that word. It's not an opportunity. A unique method of taking the next step in all of our ways of life, where we can help each other physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. And it's going to be fun. But anyway, just remember a couple things from this session. Be not against anything before what you want in your life. And if we're all for what we want, we will have that which we need. But the main thought to always keep in mind on any of these programs,
it's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact,